Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is 2:20. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I want to make sure we talk about it. I want to make sure you're good and informed about what's going on, because starting today, how real estate agents get paid changes. What does that mean for Minnesota home buyers and sellers? I'm talking to Michael Roberts with Roberts Property. He's joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Michael, what is going on? Buyers now have to sign a representation agreement with an agent before they even see one house, right?
Yep. So that's a big thing, but it should have been always a practice, right? We're always supposed to give them affiliation, which lets them know who they're being represented by, which is a broker and buyer's agent, as well as who their company partnerships are through title and so on, as well as what they're tying themselves up with an exclusive or non-exclusive agreement for representation and fiduciary duties. So that was always should be a number one, but with the requirement of a mandatory agent's commission, that allowed some agents to just skip that initial step to be able to, hey, let's just jump out here and go see this place, because it already has a listed compensation agreement in the MLS, which is a mandatory requirement. So the listing agent would automatically say, hey, look, you want my services? I need about 3%, because I'm going to do this, that, A, B, R, A, Z, and I'm also going to want to dangle a carrot out there for the buyer's agent. So let's offer them, let's give them 3%. And that's where you get that 6% there and moving forward. And it's already listed on the MLS, so the point of them having to sit down and do all the extra, hey, this is what I'm going to pay. Some agents were even telling them, hey, you don't have to worry about that, because, we're already taken care of, because they already know preset. It's labeled and listed in the MLS. And in order to participate in MLS, you have to put that compensation there of some type of number, even if it's a dollar.
Now, this comes after a blockbuster settlement about 5 months ago. The promised changes to the real estate industry are now in effect today. The class action lawsuit against the National Association of Realtors alleged that buyers and sellers had been paying their realtors too much. And in March, the NAR settled the case without admitting any guilt and agreed to pay $418 million to settle the claim. That longstanding business practice enabled agents and their brokers to collect what they were saying was high commissions. And the new rules changed the buying and selling process. So talk to me about what changes people are going to see, because somebody who may have, bought their home 5, 6, 7 years ago, 10, 15, 15 years ago. They're going through a divorce, Michael. They're downsizing. Kids are going off to college. They realize they don't need all this space. And so they are going to see something different. And they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. This ain't what happened last time.
Yep. So what they'll necessarily see, if they're listing their home, they're going to have more negotiation power, right? So no longer will it have to be whatever that meant, because it became a usual average, right? You usually see about 2 to 2.73% in there, right, based on what the predetermined negotiated compensation, like we spoke of with the listing agent getting his compensation, then negotiating, if I was the buyer agent, my compensation to bring my client there. That is now optional and now no longer mandatory and listed, right? So it's not listed on the MLS, meaning it has to be negotiated either agent to agent for a broker, which is the old school system, broker-to-broker compensation.
Right.
And now the seller has the option to say, I want to give or I don't want to give to that buyer's agent.
Okay. Okay.
It was
all right.
Because the way listing agents would have to approach you, it's mandatory, right? I have to put some compensation here for the other side to even get you listed on the MLS so we can partake.
And, so, you know, another thing that got me, Michael, was that it also includes how long the buyer will work with the agent and how the broker and the agent will earn their compensation, whether it's a share of the purchase price or a flat fee or something else.
Yep. So, because the listing agent has the option to hog as well, right? So they can bring their own buyer agent in. I mean, not their own buyer agent, but they can get their own client to come and purchase the place. So the listing agent would be able to have two negotiations in this new setup. So they'll say, hey, well, if I just list it and somebody else comes and brings the buyer, which now I don't have to negotiate that side, I want my 3% for listing your home, and you can handle that, whatever that is, with the buyer's agent. That's a different negotiation. But if I find the client that comes in directly to me, my commission is 4% now instead of that 3 or 5, right? But if in the old system, if it was already predetermined that you were offering 3%, they now just took 6% and hauled the deal.
Got it. So with
this new system, it's going to be more competitive pricing for the sellers, and the only people that are really going to get hurt detrimentally is the actual consumers on the lower end that don't really have the financing to pay for a buyer's agent, which I see in the near future down payment assistance starting to lean towards helping out with the buyer's agent's compensation with this new system. That's the only way I can see it actually being more frictionless, and where we can come in and say, hey, I have a lender here who's good at this, that, and the third, getting down payment assistance, and we have new programs with down payment assistance that allow buyers' agents to be paid with that as well, up to a certain percentage or however they set it up. But that's just me forward thinking, right? So that's why I see us growing into new things, but this is all speculation until things come about. We get into shifting markets, going from a buyer's market to a seller's market and so on, and watching these things play out.
Okay, now you have to tell me how folks can get in touch with you, because if they're getting ready to buy or sell their house, they want to find somebody that they can trust, somebody who understands this new process, who can explain it and break it down to them like you just did to me, so that folks understand it. It's already a complicated and confusing process, Michael. You know that this is your industry, but to have somebody who can explain it and break it down and help you understand it, somebody that you can trust, means so much when you're going through, you know, the home buying or the home selling process. So tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can Google me anywhere at Michael Roberts with Realty Group, or you can reach out to realtygroup.com and pull me up. You can also find me at Roberts Properties anywhere on any social sites, any platforms, and you can contact me directly through my number at 651-214-9255. you'll get a text message back with my calendar link and we can book a consultation.
Well, I just appreciate you taking a moment. I know you've got a lot of home listings and you got a lot of clients waiting on you today. And you took a moment to talk to us to explain this process as these new rules and regulations go into effect today. I want to make sure that anybody who is buying or selling a home understands and knows that this process is very different from what they may have already experienced. And so I appreciate you taking the time to be here.
No, I appreciate you blessing me with this opportunity.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.